Several Oklahoma medical providers face federal health care fraud-related charges. The district attorney for Oklahoma County announces a capital murder case, her second since assuming the office. And a recap on the Oklahoma City Thunder's picks during night one of the NBA draft. This is the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, June 24, 2026. I'm Jim Johnson. Three Oklahoma medical providers are facing federal health care fraud-related cases as part of a National Justice Department operation. Natalie Armour reports on the case.
The providers include the owners of a Lawton Medical Equipment Company that offered continuous positive airway pressure, or CPAP, machines, and a speech pathologist from Oklahoma City. Stewart and Stephen Johnson were charged last week with conspiracy, wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud to illegally take millions in reimbursements from TRICARE, which is a healthcare program for active military service members, veterans, and their family members. The pair submitted about 650,000 fraudulent claims for in-person CPAP services they never provided, which were worth more than $27 million in reimbursements. A separate civil complaint was filed Monday against Oklahoma City speech pathologist Judy Dennis. She is accused of submitting more than $2.5 million in false claims for speech-language pathology services that either did not happen, were not medically necessary or reasonable, or did not comply with program requirements. The cases are part of a national initiative by the Department of Justice targeting healthcare fraud schemes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Natalie Armour.
Oklahoma County District Attorney Vicki Behenna is seeking the death penalty in connection to the murder of an 85-year-old woman. Hannah France reports that this is the second capital case Behenna has pursued as DA.
On Tuesday, Behenna's office announced it is seeking the death penalty against 33-year-old Cordell Wilson for the 2025 rape and murder of 85-year-old Ina Balch, whose cause of death was determined to be internal bleeding from a broken hip. In a press release, Behenna listed the murder being of an especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel nature, and the existence of a probability the defendant poses a continuing threat to society as aggravating circumstances which led her office to pursue the death penalty. This is the second death penalty case Behenna has taken on as the district attorney for Oklahoma County. Earlier this year, the office announced it would be seeking the death penalty against Anthony Gonzalez for the 2024 murder of Jaden Anthony. I'm Hannah France.
And the NBA draft began last night. As Ryan LaCroix reports, the Oklahoma City Thunder used the occasion to add talent to its roster.
OKC took Adai Mara with the 12th pick of the draft. The selection of the 7-foot, 3-inch center is a move likely aimed at countering the San Antonio Spurs and their 7-foot, 4-inch center, Victor Wembanyama. Mara averaged 12 points, 7 rebounds, and nearly 3 blocks per game last season at the University of Michigan. The Thunder then traded a trio of picks to move up to number 16, where they acquired Bennett Sturts. The 6-foot, 4-inch guard from Iowa averaged nearly 20 points per game while shooting 36% from beyond the three-point line. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And the second round of the NBA draft takes place tonight starting at 7 p.m. and will be broadcast on ESPN. Thanks for making KGOU your on-demand local and NPR news source. You'll find more news on our website, kgou.org, as well as community events, podcast links, and additional information on this public media service. Again, on our website, kgou.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.